It's crazy. One of my most favorite things to do is like listening to people's opinions on the way they think that life should be, or in terms of how other people should live their life, or things that they found to be successful in their life and they want to like pass it on to everyone else, like life experiences and on how to be like successful. Like I really find that to be something very interesting and something that I love listening to, and which makes me like super engaged. So today I wanted to talk about like two different themes. So the first theme is like, if you want to be successful, double, triple up on what you're good at. Just super push that and like let that be your shining armor, and don't really focus on your flaws, and like don't try to fix your flaws, just like focus on what you're good at. And the second theme is like, you know what, try to take like a balanced approach. Don't specialize in something. Try to be not necessarily a jack of all trades, but balance your strengths by fixing up your weaknesses, and essentially like living like a moderate balanced approach to life. And using that as like the litmus test, or like the definition of success. Now, for me, I prescribe with the first way of life, where it's like, you know what, if you're good at something, forget about what you suck at. Like, don't really worry about like your flaws. Just like double, triple up on what you're good at, because the thing is, the upside of you doing well or exceeding at what you're good at is way higher than you trying to audit or fix what you're bad at. Because where you may be good at something, someone else may lack in that one thing, and you could fill that void. And by filling that void, you've essentially, solved the need for someone. And if you're doing that like at that like a mass scale, you're able to, no, not really at a mass scale, but at scale, you're able to essentially make a living for yourself, and like while also doing what you love, and it's like super wholesome. But the other side of the argument is like, well, if you specialize, like if you go super super deep into something, like specialize into something, it's kind of like, well, are you living a balanced life, because you're just knee deep in one field or one topic or one aspect. And the other side says, hey, well, the way that life is that you got to have like a balanced approach, and within the balance you find your peace and your happiness and your success. You got to give time to everything. There has to be a balance throughout the board. So what are your thoughts, guys? Like, what do you guys think is the better way of living your life? Living the balanced approach, or doubling, tripling up on your strengths, and kind of letting those shine and not really worrying about or dwelling over your flaws. Now I can only speak on my my own experience. Like, I double, triple up on what I'm good at now, and I'm seeing a lot more success in my life, a lot more wins. Definitely there are losses, and like my flaws definitely do get in the way of certain things, but for the most part, like, it's definitely been more positive than negative. Definitely been more of a positive than negative experience. But if you guys have, found this, found, things to be different, definitely do let me know. Hit my Twitter. I'm gonna post this on Twitter like I always do. Thank you for listening once again. I'm sorry I'm so inconsistent on this. It's my fault. I take full responsibility. But it is what it is. I'm here now. So, yeah. Thank you again for listening, and peace and blessings.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.